Hey, yo, what up, y'all? I am excited to share this with you. I could sing a song right now. Like, I could do backflips right now. I can do all of that. The Straight Up Podcast is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. You heard it right. I told you, this year, I am not playing. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, impact to the world, purpose to the world, and to support shows and brands that we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about impact. And guess what? One of my friends is a part of this network, and I need you to go subscribe to his show. His name is Brendan Bruchard. I know y'all know Brendan. If you don't know Brendan, you're about to know Brendan. Go subscribe to Motivation with Brendan. Brendan is a thought leader changer. He is an OG in this space. He's helped my life so much. I could talk about Brendan for 3 hours. Just go listen, and I promise you, your life will never be the same. Again, it's called Motivation with Brendan. Go subscribe today and watch how your life is impacted. Hey, what up, y'all? Welcome to today's episode of Straight Up Podcast. We're jumping right into this one. I got my homie Brendan with me. We're going to tag team this episode. It is Protect Your Peace season, by the way. Make sure you listen to the previous episodes. They're going bananas. But today we're going to talk about one of the principles in Protect Your Peace under protecting your energy, which is disconnecting often. And before I bring Brenda on, I just want you to think about this for a moment. I was doing a live on Facebook today, and a lot of people took to this. So I said, you know what? Let's make a podcast about this. Let's have a conversation. And if you ever heard me and Brenda's episodes, we have real, raw conversations that I know is going to help your life. So make sure you decide to be locked in right now for the next, who knows, 20 to 30 minutes of straight up fire. And I'm going to just say that because I know how we bring it. But this is the question that I wrote to myself a few weeks ago that's in a spoken word you're going to hear. But I asked myself this question, or I made this statement, that I'm going to get the life that was made for me. And just saying that gives me chills because I think about times in my life when I wasn't going to get the life that was made for me, right? I was going to get the life that pain forced me to settle for, that opinions made for me, that, you know, my past made for me. And if you think about this right now, like, are you really living the life that was made for you? So there's some things you got to disconnect from that we're going to have some conversations about. And I want to go ahead and bring Brenda on. What up, Brenda? How you doing?
What's up? Oh, my gosh. You know, I love this subject because this is the subject that changed my life forever. Yeah. And I can never go back to the way things were. And I think that when people hear this episode, they're going to have that same energy about it. You know, it's so many times in my life, I thought that I needed all of these things outside of me. So I was plugged into social media. I was plugged into whoever I was dating. I was plugged into, you know, the kids, the career, the job, and all these different things. I was plugged into my sadness. I was plugged into, you know, just not wanting to do what I needed to do because it felt better to do nothing at all. Like, I was plugged into all these things that were hindering my life. And what I learned along the disconnection journey, I guess I'll call it, is, you know, everything that I was plugged into that I let go of showed me that what I truly needed, I already had. And so when I started realizing, like, dang, I have the power to control certain things in my life, it was like a light bulb went off for me, because then it's like, well, if I had this all along, man, I wish I could have lived this kind of life 20 years ago, 30 years ago. And especially for me, being at the age that I'm at, I'm 46 years old, and I'm just looking at my life like, man, I don't know how many tomorrows I have left. You know what I mean? And not that it's like midlife crisis or anything like that, but it does make you look back at your life and wonder, where do I want to go? Where do I truly want to be? You know, I don't want to be sad and depressed. I don't want to be heavily burdened and weighed down by things that just don't matter. That just don't matter at all. Like, I would, and sometimes it's a hard process. It's a slow process getting to where you want to be. But I would rather be getting somewhere slow than getting nowhere fast. And literally that's how I was living my life, going nowhere fast, you know, just the procrastination and just not doing the things that I needed to do. And man, and I'm here to tell y'all, like, I know it's hard. It's not easy. And when we say disconnection, we're talking about totality, right? All of the things, you know, maybe you have a, you eat bad things all of the time and you just brush it off like, I'll get to exercising one day. Or maybe it's a, you know, a job that you settle for because you just don't want to put in more work to have a better career. Or, you know, you haven't started your business because you're like, it's so much easier to just get through day by day. I don't think we realize sometimes that those are actually things that we're plugged into, and those things are draining us. You know, you're not living your best life. I want to know what my best life looks like. And I don't, because I'm still in the process of getting there. But I tell you what, the life I'm living today feels like the best life I've lived so far. And if this feels like the best life that I've lived so far, man, I want more of this. This is the new addiction for me. This is the new thing that I want, is just progression. And sometimes progression, as you always talk about, is an ugly road that leads to a beautiful place. And that beautiful place is important to me. But how I feel getting there is even more important to me, because, you know, tomorrow may not be guaranteed. So I'm going to unplug from the things that I need to unplug from and plug into the right things so that I feel great today and I can feel even greater tomorrow if God gives me that. You know what I mean? And continue to move forward in that process. And that's a whole new mindset, whole new mind shift. And I need that. I need to be plugged into those things. And that's why, as you see my journey with my health, like, I am addicted to knowing that I'm creating a healthier version of Brenda. A version of Brenda that doesn't wake up in the morning and say, oh, let me grab my phone and get on social media and just, you know, daily things. But no, a Brenda that wakes up in the morning and says, man, I can't wait to spend this time with God. I don't know what's going to happen through just even my meditations and conversations with God are so much different. And he always gives me exactly what I need. And then, you know, now that I have, you know, workout equipment at the house, I hop on that and I'm gone, man. I'm gone and saturated in just all this good energy. And I never again want to feel depleted. So the disconnection process for me was a life-changing, life-altering, life-giving process that I will never, never regret. And yeah, it ain't too much that worries me at this point in life, because I know how to protect my peace. I know that even if I love you, if I need a break, I'm gonna take that break. I know that, you know, if the job has to get done today, yeah, I gotta do what I gotta do. But ultimately, if I need to have a call-in sick day, or, you know, I just need a Brenda day. I know that the environment that I've surrounded myself with, the people that I've surrounded myself around, are going to say, go ahead and take that break, because you worked for it. You deserve it. But not only that, you're human. And sometimes as humans, we need to disconnect.
Well, we got a lot to unpack. For y'all that don't know, most of you do, Brenda is my EA. I mean, that's her title. But I mean, I call her the unicorn. She does everything. Been around me since the start of rehab time. I'm sure a lot of you met her at the events. She does a lot of things behind the scenes that, you know, helps us shine in the light. And there's a lot to unpack there, because, you know, I talk often about, you know, we talk every day. I mean, every day is a podcast for us. You know, we have conversations every day. But you said something about, like, unplugging, right? I always say, like, pull the damn plug on certain things in your life. And I want the listener to think about this. I know I've said this before, but what you're connected to will power you. So if you're look at your complaints. Your complaints will tell you the connection. If your complaints is, I'm tired, you're connected to something that's making you feel tired. If your complaints is, man, I don't feel worthy, you're connected to things that's making you feel worthless. It's my complaints. So pay attention to your complaints. Don't just complain. We talked about an episode ago, like, you're the problem, right? I mean, you had that conversation. Like, yeah. So if you look at your complaints, don't just complain, but let your complaints be a catalyst to let you know, okay, this is my connection. This is what I'm connected to. This is what I'm plugged into. And when you came over here today, we talked about a lot of things that I want to share with them. Even with, like, you said something about, and I say this often too, man, like, don't you want to find out, like, what your best life looks like? You know, like, in order to get to your best life, like, let's break it down. Like, let's start with just living in your best moment. Wow. That's something that you can control, because a lot of people, we've all been guilty of it. So I'm not just coming at you, listener, but we all been guilty of it, is that we live in the uncontrollable so much. You get the emails, you see it. Yeah, you see the inboxes. So we see it, like, majority of people, I would say 95% of people are complaining about uncontrollables. The uncontrollables are how people are treating you. You know what I mean? Like, you can control it by not accepting it, but it's the politics. It's this, it's that, it's the past. It's all the uncontrollables. And they don't realize they have the power to actually control what's in their control. And so we had the conversation today where, as a team, like, we're in Protect Our Peace season. That means the book, go pre-order it, by the way. If you listen to this after January 16th, 14th, what, 16th? 16th, go get it. It's out. But we talked about being addicted to the trajectory of where we want to take things, right? There's a book called Atomic Habits. I know a lot of y'all have probably read that book, but I was listening to it today on my run for like the 30th time because I think it's a very powerful book. And what it showed me was, like, a lot of us were addicted to immediate results. That's what we want. So we want to start the thing now, right? Commitment, staying loyal to what you said you're going to do after the moon has set and has left you. We're addicted to the results. Oh, if it doesn't happen now, then I'm not going to do it. That's why you see a lot of people that don't stick with it, don't even in their business or even in their personal life, their health journey. It's like, I want the results. But what if you said, you know, what if you disconnected from results, right? Disconnected from the things you can't control, because you can't always control the outcome. I don't care what you think. Like, yes, there's things that you can do, but still the outcome is just the outcome. You can do everything right and everything can still go wrong. That's just life. You know what I mean? Like, I did everything right in football and my butt still got cut. So you can't always control the outcome. That's why I always say detach your emotions from the outcome and attach your emotions or your consistency or how you label, like, what's a bad day or a good day to the trajectory. So for me today, I did the things that I said I was going to do that's going to lead to a best life. Us as a company, we sat down for an hour. We talked about, okay, what's going to put this book in the best position for it to win? What's going to, what do we need to do to connect with our rehabbers anymore, even more? What can we do to elevate me as a speaker? What can we do to, you know, elevate the text community? Like, all these things. And we said, okay, if we do these things every single day, we might not see the immediate result of viral, the immediate result of, like, all these things happening, but we know that we're doing something to move the needle up. So, like, I know that could be a health journey thing, that could be a business thing, but, like, speak to that for a moment. How would people's life change if they just focused on a simple thing? Is this serving the life that I want to live that was made for me? Is this serving the goal that I said that I truly care about? And I'm going to just go ahead and tell y'all this, because everybody talk about, this is my life and this means the world to me and all these things. But when I look at it, it looks like a hobby to you. We might lose people now, but this is straight up podcast. When I look at it, it looks like, the results aren't there, so I'm going to do something else. But what if you just said, man, is this serving my best life? The moment you can control. Then when you get to the moment, let's go to the day. You know, like, okay, cool. Did I live my best moment? Yes. Did I live my best day? Yes. Then I can go to the week. Then I can go to the life. But if you can't live your best moments, you will never get to your best life. What you think about that?
Basically, what I hear when you're saying that is, let's flip the script. Let's flip the script. Results are not always in the distance. And we talk about people wanting immediate results. Well, let's think about an immediate result as an actionable step that you just took towards where you want to go. So your end result today could be making a better choice on how you consume the internet, what you listen to on the radio, or even, you know what, today I'm going to speak up for myself. I'm not going to say yes when I really want to say no. Like, that is an actionable, those are things, because we can't control, there's some things we can't control, okay? And not saying bury the things that you can't control or not have ever think about the things that you can't control, because, you know, you have to. But like me and Trent were talking about earlier, maybe put them, you have a plate. Everybody's working off their daily plate. Maybe put it on the far side of the plate and you work off the things that you can take action for today. And that's your immediate result. You made a better choice. That's an immediate decision, an immediate choice. That's an immediate result. And you add those up and you'll get further in, you know, down the road in that distance. And you'll be able to look back and say, dang, like, man, when I used to be, I'm going to use this term lightly, but a pick me. I was going to say pick Misha, y'all, but I'll say a pick me.
What's a pick me?
A pick me is, I have all the things. I can cook, I can clean, I can wash dishes, I can, you know, everything that you need in order for me to please you, I can, I've got that covered.
You like the first round draft pick.
The first round draft pick, the second round draft, I'm all of it and then some. But at the end of the day, what happens then is that what's left? What's left to accomplish? What's left to work on? And how can the right things fit into your life when you pretend to the world that you have it all together, right? You'll never reach where you're trying to go if you don't say, you know what? Let me stop trying to be a people pleaser. Let me stop trying to be, you know, this perception of what I think people want me to be, and unplug from the idea that results are this end game. And as long as whatever it takes to get, I want the relationship, so I'm going to be a pick me, right? I want this job, so I'm going to lie on my resume. But how about instead of trying to be what you think you want to be in the end, because that can change. Trent, we know that. Do you think that when I started volunteering with Rehab Time that I knew where I was going to be at today? It changed. Your end result will never be, I mean, yes, people are like, I'm going to start a company. And they're like, this is what I got to do to start the company. And they start the company. But Trent, you started a company. Does your company look the same as it did when you first began? No, it doesn't. Because God's plan for your life is not always exactly how you see it to be. And you may be on the road to playing in the NFL. And what happened? God said, you're great, but I'm going to make you greater. And he took you out of the NFL and took you into an organization that saved so many lives each and every day. So, like, okay, stop looking at, okay, this is exactly what I want. And everything that I do is going to be to get exactly this. Instead, like you said, like, live a fulfilled moment. Live a result-filled moment. Those moments will take you wherever you're supposed to be in life. Yes, it's good to have a vision. Get, like you always talk about, getting your vision board. Have that vision, but make that vision interchangeable. Make that vision flexible, because that is what it's going to take in order for you to live your best life, is letting go of the idea that you have it all together and that you know everything, and allow your circumstances along the way, your God and the people who really love you. And, you know, especially Trent, like he's giving you so many steps, so many courses, Protect Your Peace book is something that literally you can't really put a price on it, even though there's a price on it. You know what I mean? Because these are things that are going to change your life. And just understand that the end result doesn't matter as much as your happiness and your peace and your joy and being a part of something that truly matters along the way. Because you lose yourself. You lose yourself. You start to feel like you don't matter when you're plugged into the wrong things. You start to feel like you're not enough when everything that you are is enough for wherever you're going. And just one step, one moment, one thing at a time. Like I always say, if you gotta crawl and then walk and then walk and then run, so be it. But understand that you will never know what living your best life is. You will never know what true peace is if you continue to plug into things that are causing you to be hindered instead of helping you, that are causing you to lay down and just get through life instead of flourishing through life.
Well, and why not? Like, why not? Like you said, why not go get that? It's available to you. Just like the bad is available to you, just like settling for less is available to you, like getting the life that was made for you is available to you. And I get it. We have our days. We have our emotions. But like you said, when you can plug in and say, can I just win this moment? Like that's my thing every day. Like I stack moments. I don't really care about the day. I mean, yes, I want to win my day, but how I win my day is I stack moments. And let's be real. Some of us are stacking moments the wrong way, right? We're stacking moments of stress. We stacking moments of pleasing people. We can talk about that for a moment, because y'all, this is a big part of Protect Your Peace. I talk about in this book is like being a professional people pleaser. And it isn't always just making other people happy and doing for other people, but even like you said, the perfection thing. There's people online, and I want to tell everybody this, that you got a brand, you got your podcast, all the things y'all trying to do, and coming from a person and a team that's, and I say this lightly and I say this humbly, that's reaching a lot of people for the last 14 years, millions. You know, billions on video views. Like, I'm not saying this because it just sounds good. I'm saying this because it's real. I want to tell you, stop being so afraid to not be perfect. Like, we live in a society now, and a lot of people y'all follow, a lot of people I know, and I'll just say it, like, they live in a prison of perfection. Y'all might not know it, but I know it behind the scenes. But they're so afraid to lose their brand. They're so afraid to, man, if I'm not perfect, if I don't have all the things together, then they're going to think this of me. That is a form of people-pleasing, literally. And that's how you lose yourself. You're not living life to please you. You're literally living life to please everybody online, all these other people, even your customers, even your community. Like, I love y'all to death. I love each and every one of you. But I'll be damned if I'm going to lose myself for any of you. And I hope that y'all understand how I'm saying this with all love and sincerity. I've been there before. Some of y'all heard my story I talk about on tour. I've been there where I'm trying to please everybody else and I'm losing myself and I'm burnt out and I'm tired and I look like stress. I probably smell like stress. You know what I mean? Like, you can feel it on people. Like, ooh, man, you smell stressful. You know, you smell stressful. And I'm not trying to smell stressful. You know what I mean? I'm trying to have that fragrance of successful where even if it doesn't look successful to you, you feel like, and you know this is true, B, like, you always hear it, like, man, like, and I know you get this about you, because I've heard it, say it to you. It's like, there's something about you. Like, just something about you. Like, it's just your spirit. And what it is that we've decided to get out the business of pleasing people as much as we can and say, you know what? Even if it looks messy, even if it looks like mistakes, even if to everybody else it looks small, whatever it is, I'm going to do what I feel is right for me to help me live the life that was made for me. And that starts to smell like success. People are attracted. Said this before. We're inspired by perfection. All of us, like, oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. Look at the, oh my gosh, I wish I could have my, you know, we're inspired by that. But we're truly impacted through, like, the connection of somebody's heart that you know is just living in the moment. We hear this about me all the time, and I don't like talking about me a lot, but I'll just say this because I want to share it. Anytime I walk in a room, and Brenda can speak on this, anytime I walk in a room as a speaker, any stage I've been on, there's always, every single time, I kid you not, before stage and I get off of stage, they say, Trent, man, like, there's just something about you. Like, I just admire how you're so connected. And I'm just like, for me, it's a normal thing, but I realize that it's not normal. And it's because I literally give myself permission to be Trent Shelton. And that doesn't look like the next person. Other people might say, oh, you should try this or try that. But what people are experiencing, it's not like some special thing. They're experiencing somebody that is comfortable in his own skin and has got to a point, and I'm going to say this unapologetically, that doesn't give a damn about impressing people no more. I care about impacting people. And I know being who I am and myself and walking in my authentic self, we hear that word a lot. Be authentic. It's the popular buzzword, but are you really being real? That's the question. Are you really being authentic? Are you just trying to be a pretend authentic to make people think you're authentic? Like, you can feel that. You can smell somebody who isn't really being authentic, even if they seem like it. But you can feel somebody who's being real. And being real is the greatest marketing to your brand, I believe.
Man, he's saying a mouthful. Man, okay. I don't know if Trent remembers this, but I remember it vividly because Trent used to mentor my sons. Before we even ever met, he was mentoring my sons. That's a whole nother story. But the very first time I met Trent, he invited me to, I guess he wanted to get a feel for if I was crazy or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was like, I'm inviting this lady to church, but before I take her to the church house, you know, because it was his dad's church. I didn't know that. That's another story too. But he was like, let me make sure she ain't going to embarrass me. She ain't going to be crazy. So he was like, hey, come meet me at Razoo's. So the night before, I meet him at Razoo's, and he's like, hey, how you doing? You know, whatever. We go inside. Order our food. We're chopping it up about the kids and everything. And then it comes time to pray. You remember that, Trent? And Trent was like, go on ahead. You got it. You talking about a halfway in, halfway out, halfway saved, halfway in the streets person. And I'm like, this man wants me to say the prayer. Y'all, I was so scared. I was so nervous that I stumbled. I couldn't even get the first few words of the prayer out correctly. I know. And then I look up and he was looking at me like, you know, like I don't want. But I did it even though I was afraid. I plugged into something that felt right, even though it felt uncomfortable at the moment. I knew from his energy it was the right place to be. And it was the right time to be there. And I didn't know why, but it felt like, I won't say comfort because it was a little uncomfortable, but it felt right. And so one thing I think people need to understand is that, you know, it might not always be perfect. Sometimes it might be uncomfortable to do new things. Sometimes people avoid doing the right thing and making the right choices in the moment simply because it's uncomfortable. But uncomfort, and you know, doesn't mean that it's not correct for your life. It, to me, now that I've, and I'm getting a little emotional because now that I'm this far in my journey, I just realized, like, damn, excuse my language, but how many nights did I cry myself to sleep because I was devastated? And now I'm like, how many nights do I get to go to sleep knowing that I have made the right choices for my life? And that discomfort, but just knowing, like you were talking about, you know, it feeling right and having that gut instinct, like, just like you know when something feels right, you also know when something feels wrong. And so you have to be honest with yourself, people, and take inventory of the things that are off in your life, the things that you're having to question, the things that you're having to call your homies up and say, hey, you know, am I tripping about this? Yeah, you are. You are tripping. You know the answer to your own question. You know that person is not good for you. You know the binge drinking for the last month and you ain't taking no days off is not good for you. You know what is not good for you. Start plugging into what is, because I promise you, even if it's uncomfortable in the beginning, you have no idea the beautiful places that it will take you to start connecting to the right things. And it's okay if you feel like you don't look it, if you don't fit in, but being able to be myself and grow in an environment, and you've seen it, Trent, where I went from being that nervous person to being able to be and speak and just be me. Like, I've never been more me than I am right now. And I'm so thankful for it, because it literally opened up doors for me that all that pain, that all that distrust, that all those, that drinking or going to the club or laying with those men or whatever it was, could have never brought me. It could have never brought me to where I am, ever. And I will thank God every day that I chose to step outside of my comfort zone and plug in to something that gave me life instead of took my life. And that is what we want for y'all. That is.
Whew. B. You know, you got to let, I'm going to let that breathe for a moment. I'm going to let that breathe. And we're going to let that sit with your soul for a moment. And I just want to say this, because what B was saying and what I took from it was, man, just imagine right now in your life, if you decided to plug into your peace, you know, because peace doesn't mean that it's going to be comfortable, but peace means it's going to be the correct choice. Right? Peace doesn't mean it's going to be easy, but peace means that it's going to be worth it. And in B's journey, I told her a few months ago, I said, don't you know, like, you're like the head honcho of a very successful, successful motivational company. You know, I mean, when I first set out on this thing, it was to be one of the number one, actually, it was to be the number one online community for help and self-worth. And, you know, arguably we are that company. And I told B the other day, I was like, man, don't you realize, like, you are that person. Like, you know, she is the right-hand woman to what I do. You know what I mean? She runs so many things. It's like, you are the head honcho. So, like, just imagine where you came from and taking that uncomfortable path of just going to volunteer, the uncomfortable path of, like, not knowing what the future would hold, the uncomfortable path of balancing a real your real job versus volunteering and all the things. Continue to make a choice with your peace. Because I would present this question to everybody. And I don't know if this is true, but this came to my mind. Like, have you ever had peace in making the wrong choice that you know is wrong? You know what I mean? Like, you don't have peace in making a choice that you know is wrong. Now, you can, you know, have nervousness in making a choice that's right. You can have a little bit of uncertainty, right? Peace doesn't mean that you won't have uncertainty around you, but there's a certainty inside of you that's like, I know what's going to work out. I know this is the right choice. I know it's correct, even though it's uncomfortable. And some of us, like, we're waiting for, you know, the perfect weather, the sun to come out for us to make our choice. Like, you got to make a choice in the storm, my friend. If you want to get into the sunshine, you got to make a choice in your storm. Brenda made choice in her storm. I made choices in my storm to say, you know what? I'm going to make a choice right now because it feels, and not even just feels, I know it's right in my soul. We'll talk about this later on the Protect Your Peace series about internal alignment, right? It's when you're aligned internally to say, you know what? This feels peaceful. Like, I can't remember a time in my life where I made a choice that didn't work out that my peace wasn't screaming at me and said, this isn't right. Like, can you speak to that?
No. This is what I would say. I've made a lot of choices as a woman, as a single mom, in general, where it felt good in the moment, and then there was so much regret thereafter. And I know for a fact, I will never live that life again. I will never be that person that's like, ooh, let me go hook up with this person or you know, whatever it is. And then on the drive home, you're like, why did I do that? I know that I'm worth more than that. I know that there's got to be more to this life than what I just experienced. I know I deserve better. I will never be that person again that says, I'm going to accept less because it feels okay in the moment. And then for months, for weeks, for hours afterwards, I feel like the garbage that needs to go out the next day. No, I'm taking the garbage out of my life. Ain't gonna be no more stank in my life. The garbage is gone, you know, from now on, and life is not perfect. I'm not saying that I'm living this life where I'm oblivious to pain. I mean, my grandfather is currently battling cancer, and we won't go into that, but he's 89 years old, and I look at him, and I'm just like, this man chooses to get up every day and say, today's gonna be a good day. I will live all my days and moments doing my best to make sure this moment is going to be good and this day is going to be great. And that is how I choose to live the rest of my life. It's not easy. Sometimes it feels agonizing on the inside when you know that, like, dang, I have to make a choice to do better in this moment. But it's only agonizing because sometimes it's hard to do, but not because it's bad for you. But It's kind of like, and I want to say this, when we say, no matter what, you're going to work hard in life. You're either going to work really hard doing all the things that are wrong for your life, or you're going to work really hard at doing all the things that are right. But either way, you're going to put in that work. There is consequences to everything you do, good and bad. And so I choose to say, okay, what is it going to cost me right now if I make this choice? If I do this thing, do I really want to feel this regret afterwards? Do I really want to handle these consequences of doing this wrong thing? And I'm not perfect. You know, I'm not a saint over here doing all the right things every single day. But I'm a conscious person with a conscience. And I don't want my conscience ever saying to me again that I'm living a life that I don't deserve.
Mm. That's... Yeah. No, that's... Oh, man. That's... Man, we had 32 minutes, so, I mean, this could go on for hours, and we're just letting y'all in a conversation we have, and I know you guys are getting so much from this. You know, the question that I would ask everybody right now is, or to you, listen to this right now, is what do you need to plug into and or disconnect from that will help you, that will progress you to go get the life or live the life that was made for you? And oftentimes, as we heard today, it's the small decisions that we have to make. And as Brenda said, listen, you're going to work hard at something in life. You're going to work hard at changing life. You're going to work hard at staying the same. Like, choose the hard. I wrote this in my spoken word that's coming out soon. I said, choose the hard that I'm going to choose the hard that's going to lead to a better life. I'm going to choose the suffering the positive suffering that's going to lead to a better life. I'm going to make decisions because, you know, we all know this. Life isn't guaranteed and promised, but like you're dealing with your grandfather, you know, so it's very obvious to you, right? It's a reminder. Obviously, the things that I've dealt with, you know, over the past few years, it's a reminder to say like, man, like I don't want to get to a point in my life like, and I have regrets. Like we all have regrets. And I think about the regrets and like, okay, I don't want to feel this regret again. I'm going to learn from this situation so I don't feel regrets so I can rejoice. But I don't want to get to a time in life where I can't turn back the hands of time. Like what I mean by that, of course, we can't go back to last year or a year before that, but you have enough time to be able to change things. And that's kind of turning back the hands of time where I can change because I can learn. But there's going to be a point in life where you can't turn back the hands of time. It's done. You know what I mean? And I refuse to get to that place thinking like, damn, I lived my whole entire life not going to live the life and experience the life that was made for me. But instead, because I want to complain, instead because I want to point the fingers at everybody else, we might lose some people right here, but it's all good. I'm keeping it real with you. Instead, I want to do all the things and talk about my sad story over and over and over again and have people feel sorry for me and post quotes and do nothing about them and do all the things like that a lot of us do. And I get it when you're going through things or be on my healing journey for my whole life, which we all are on a healing journey. But I'm going to keep talking about the things I'm healing from over and over and over again and really not actually doing the work to actually heal. Like, dang, I'm going to get to a place where that's going to be, I look back and that's all I'm going to see. The life that pain gave me, the life that excuses gave me, the life that people that didn't deserve me gave me, the life that my past gave me, all the things. And I never went to go live the life that was made for me. And that freaking, I should press the sound effect where I can cuss, but mama probably listen to this, but that freaking scares the hell out of me. Like fear is a positive thing to me. Like I can use fear as a compass, but that fear scares the hell out of me. So when people say, how are you be able to go so hard? Or how do we go so hard? Like we get one chance at this. There's no guarantee next year, the year after that. So like while we in it, let's get the most out of it. It's available. You know what I mean? It's available to us. So why not? Like we're both on a health journey right now. You know, as a team collectively, we're going to run a 5K and do the thing. You know, we're going to do 10, whatever it may be. We're on a health journey. Like, because for us, it's like, man, let's go experience our best self. Because when we're our best self, like, have you ever felt you're at peace with it? You know what I mean? Like it's a peace that energy is contagious. You know, like we're here recording a podcast right now, right after we then mastermind, you know what I mean, the next 4 months, you know what I mean? And it's all, and I guarantee if you looked at our day and our moments, we won our moments, right? And we continue to win moments and stack moments. And that's how you get to that place where you can look back and say, man, look how far I come. Man, I'm not going back, because going back is way more harder than going forward. Like, so as we end this episode, I want to put the ball in your court. Like, what do you want to tell the person right now that's hearing this? And I know there's somebody out here right now that's hearing this. And it might be you. That's thinking like, yeah, but you don't understand. But it's not that easy. You know, my situation, what I've been through, my family trauma, like, I just can't change it. Like, I don't even know if there's a life that's made. I don't even know if God even loves me. Like, if he loves me, how come I'm dealing with so much stuff? Like, in this episode today, by speaking to that person.
Man, I love you. And I just want you to know that you're worth more than what you settle for. You're worth more than what you accept, and you're worth more than what you allow. You know, instead of allowing life to happen to you, it's time for you to start getting in the game of life. Allow yourself to join the game of life. You know, be intentional with your life and understand that nothing changes unless you change. And I know you've heard it like a million times, but when we're in the middle of a struggle, when we're in the middle of a storm, when we've been through so many bad things in life and they just keep stacking up and stacking up, it's hard for us to flip the switch of positivity because we're living in survival mode. And I want you to get out of survival mode, because you're not just a survivor, you're a thriver. And the only way to do that is to realize your part in this, to take ownership over the things that you can change. okay, you've been trying to heal and you've been on this healing journey for 7 years now, 5 years now, 3 years now. Maybe it's time to stop being on your healing journey and start focusing on something else that's actually going to move you towards your happiness, because sometimes I think we pause to heal. And that's good sometimes, but if you've been in the healing process for all these years and you haven't progressed, then you're focused on the wrong thing. So right now, I just want you to unplug from the idea that you have to be this perfectly healed person in order to be a perfectly purposed person. I want you to understand that sometimes what you've been focusing on is what's hindering you from living that best life. And I know you want to know what it feels good to not have to feel pain every single day, not have to feel stagnant every single day, not have to look at everybody else living the life that you're like, man, I deserve to have a life that looks somewhat like that too. I want you to understand that the only way to get that life is to focus on the things that are giving more power to your life. And in order to do that, you have to plug into life-giving things and unplug from things that are killing your best self. I love you, and I know you can, but you have to believe that you can.
Like we always tell you, it all starts with you. It's rehab time. Let's get, if you got to the end of this episode and this touched your heart, make sure you share this episode with somebody. Brenda's handles will be in the show notes. I'm at Brenda J. Cardenas. And at Trent Shelton Podcast, at Trent Shelton, share this with somebody. You know, somebody needs it besides yourself, but I want to say I'm proud of you. As Brenda said, and, you know, your current situation is not your final destination. And everything you're going through, with your permission, will turn into everything you made it through. All right, go get your best life. It's available. It's available to you, and it's available for you. But you got to go get it. You got to put action to it. It's rehab time. Straight up. Hey, I want to make sure you got my phone number. Like, for real, no kidding. Did you even know that I have a community text number? And if you don't, where have you been? So go ahead, take out your pen and paper, or take out your phone, and write this number down. My phone number is 817-242-2719. I'm going to repeat it for you. 817-242-2719. People always ask, Trent, how did you get that community text number? And how does it work? Well, today's your lucky day. Go to community.com and go get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using texting. People just text you at the number, they're added to the group, and then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. Like, you already know, I text out podcast links, random things about life. I text out surprises, all the things that I don't post anywhere else except my rehabber text community. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly to you. And guess what? Now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your number. They'll give you a 10-digit real phone number. Not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than just a number, y'all. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS texting. This means you can actually manage your text links from your community and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts at certain times to certain groups. It even comes with auto replies. So many things. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your phone number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses community for just that. So go to check them out at community.com. That's community.com. Let's get it. Hey, you, I got a question for you. Are you trying to build your community online this year? If not, you should. Without the rehabbers across the world, there would be no Trent Shelton in the rehab time. Everyone in business is talking about the power of community, because when you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so does your sales. But where is everyone managing their communities these days? A lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content, create discussions, live streams, group chats, memberships, all under your own brand. And what's cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or a Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members.
You can even create locked or unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has its 14-day trial free just for you. Go to circle.so. Imagine being able to manage your community, start chat groups and live classes, accept payments, all in one place. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. Let's get it.